Welcome to 2024, and welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast 399.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I will concede that there was perhaps a preponderance of piano here at the beginning of Hypnagogue Podcast number 399. Hi there, by the way. I'm John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. But here's the thing. Everything that you hear on Hypnagogue Podcast is entirely dependent upon what is sent to me. So when I get in a new age-ish slash contemporary instrumental slash acoustic kind of mindset, I get a preponderance of piano. I've said it before, I love more guitar albums. I'd take an accordion album at this point. So when I go to put things together, sometimes in these modes, there's extra piano. And I don't think you mind it all that much. Tried to break it up for you a little bit. Let's talk about what you have been listening to. We started off with Carlos Dengler and Desert Flora from Private Earth. After that, Andrea Bacci from a beautiful album called Mystic. That track was Silky River. Anne Sweeten gave us Valley Green. That's the first track off her latest one, Love Walks Through Rain. Then I had cellist David Darling, who actually left us in 2021. And this is from a re-release, a digital re-release, of his 1993 album, Eight String Religion, which is considered kind of to be a classic of the New Age genre. Beautiful album. And that track was Soft Light. More piano then from Lisa Swerdlow with Goodbye from Through It All. A Spot on the Hill gave us Tessellations 2 from Patterns. Then I remembered that I do have some guitar laying around, and that was Yellow 6 from their latest release, Civil Twilight, that was Growing Smaller. And then another album that just kept hitting me track after track, particularly every time it came up in a shuffle. It was like, wow, who is this? Oh, it's that same person. That's Tum Sun with Foggy Oak, second movement from A Tree Hollow. Okay, so the first set was a little bit on the acoustic side. I think that means we need to crank up the electronics in this next one. And I think we'll start it off with Michael Bruckner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hypnagogue podcast number 399, coming to a close with some electronic stuff. Started off with Michael Bruckner from his album The Morphic Cycle. That was A Secret, Part 1. There's a Part 2 as well. After that, Dacher with Gaia from Anthropomorphic Personification. I think that gets album title of the episode, don't you? Kim Oxland, I love when I get things from a name that I don't know and they just completely blow me away. And I have to say that that happened with Kim Oxland's album, Very Special Things, which is a very special thing. And that track was called Stars All Burn Away. Do check that out. Dino Pacifici continues to turn out great stuff. An album called Kinetic NRG. That track was called The Bicycle. Parallel Worlds is a familiar name if you've been here for a while. Bakasiros always sends me good analog stuff, like his album Applied Maths. That track was called Tension. And we closed out with Bart Hawkins, another just consistently great synthesizer artist. The new album is called Nonlinear Crossroads, and that was The Moon Tunnel. I read a story, a book years ago when I was a kid. I think it was called The Lotus Caves. It was about these caves underneath the moon, and it was weird. It might have been John Christopher. Did you read the Tripods trilogy back in the day? Some of us are nodding. Some of us are thinking, what are you talking about? Yeah. So that's what, anyway, the moon tunnel made me think of the Lotus Caves, if that's even what it was called. Oh, you get music and you get tangential thoughts when you listen to the Hypnagogue podcast. Every 2 weeks, I shoot for bringing you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Please make sure that you are subscribing to the podcast. I don't want you to miss a single episode, like next episode, which is number 400. We will celebrate 400 bi-weeks, 400 episodes of a podcast that manages to remain in relative obscurity with a small but hopefully satisfied listener base and without ever making a goddamn dime off the thing. Yaha! And again, I've mentioned before, I think we're going to do about an hour in the library and an hour of the new stuff to make sure we keep chopping down these holding tanks and that I keep bringing you some great new music. So pick out your best party outfit and join me in 2 weeks when we do that. Until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.